For the past 20 years, David Gutenfelder has traversed the world, mostly as a photojournalist for the Associated Press. He's covered the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Middle East, even gone to North Korea. In fact, he set up the AP's bureau in Pyongyang, North Korea, a first for a Western news organization. I first noticed Gutenfelder through his Instagram photos from North Korea. They were seemingly small glimpses of everyday life in the isolated communist nation, but they conveyed so much more. Now, after 2 decades away from home, David Gutenfelder says he's turning his lens on the U.S.
I'm using the same tools, I'm using the same process to photograph my own country, to work as a sort of cultural anthropologist in my own country. What are the things that are ubiquitous in our own culture? What are the things that strike me on the surface when I come back here that say a lot about American culture? So, you know, black cat firecrackers or the ice bucket at the Super 8 Motel. These are things that I remember growing up in the United States and that say something, I think, kind of funny or reveal something unique about America.
What about the reaction from people to you're taking pictures of these funny little banal things? I mean, like, did you ever have North Koreans saying, why are you taking that picture of that bag of dried fish? And do they do the same here?
Yeah, actually, in North Korea, I remember going, we toured a dentist's office and I purchased a North Korean made travel toothbrush because I thought it was so kind of quaint and funny and actually very useful. So I bought it and then I was photographing it and I think they were very confused. I bought a roll of North Korean toilet paper that didn't have a hole in the middle, actually. I kind of privately photographed it because I thought they're going to think that I'm, you know, bizarre photographing a roll of toilet paper. And yeah, I'm doing the same here. I'm photographing the ice bucket or the Gideon Bible in
right.
my hotel.
And are Americans in the Midwest asking you, you know, at the fair, why are you taking a picture of that corn dog?
yeah, actually, I placed the corn dog on a picnic table and there was a guy sitting there and I asked him if I could place my foot-long corn dog in the middle of his table and take a picture of it. He didn't ask me directly, but he looked at me like I was insane.
Well, you just grab these kind of seemingly mundane moments, like the picture of the butcher with the powerful biceps and his T-shirt with that giant pig face on it. I just keep staring at it. It's just gorgeous. There's something there.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, our America. People started asking in the comment feed after that picture, you know, where did you get that shirt? Who is this guy? And then his daughter came on. That's my dad. And then the subject in the picture wrote to me and sent me a long email thanking me, saying that he really liked the image. And so it's really fun and interesting way of creating community.
In addition to your real cameras and your own Instagram account, you've started a new Instagram account called @EverydayUSA. What's that about? What's the goal?
I got the idea for the name because there's a photographer named Peter DeCampo. He started an Instagram account called Everyday Africa. Mm-hmm. And his intention with Everyday Africa was to create an Instagram feed where African photographers could tell their own story. And it was a very powerful way to subvert stereotypes about Africa. And while I was in North Korea, I was looking at that and I registered the name Everyday DPRK, Everyday North Korea. And then mm-hmm. I registered Everyday USA. And when I came back to the United States in July, actually the 4th of July, I thought this is the right time to launch it. And I gathered together 12 people who I thought were really interesting and we put it out there.
So take us back to your pictures. Just a final question for you, David. What is your favorite photo from the series so far that you've been photographing out in the Midwest?
My favorite photo from the series, I suppose, was probably one of the first ones I took, which was at my sister's house. My sister lives on a small farm in rural Iowa, not far from where I grew up. And they had a 4th of July party, and they built a water slide out of straw and plastic bags and I don't know how many lengths of garden hose at the base of their barn leading down the hill and into the valley.
That's incredible.
And that was the week that I moved back to the United States, and it was exactly 20 years from the week that I moved off and tried to be a freelance photographer in Africa and the Middle East. So, yeah, my first picture from Everyday USA was my niece at my sister's farm.
Did you try the slide?
I didn't try the slide. Yeah, I usually hide behind the camera.
National Geographic photographer David Gutenfelder back in the United States after working abroad for 20 years. He started the Instagram project @EverydayUSA. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've pulled together a selection of our favorites from David Gutenfelder's Instagram projects. You can see those photos at PRI.org.